I grew up as a Jew and always knew that Judaism was bankrupt. So whenever I see Gentile leaders with Hanukkah menorahs, I have to laugh. You see, Judaism is for Jews only, unless you're groveling for the Jewish vote. Gentiles should be glad they're not wanted. Judaism has nothing to offer. First of all, Jews lost their kingship. The Old Testament predicted King David's line would stop once the Messiah came. Well, he came. Jesus Christ is proclaimed the Son of David, but the Jews crucified their king. Second, Jews lost the priesthood. Once the Second Temple was destroyed in 70 AD, the genealogies were also destroyed. No Jew can prove he's from the tribe of Levi. With no priesthood, there can be no temple. That makes the rebuilding of the temple a sham. The prophets Isaiah and Malachi announced that God would replace Levites with Gentiles. Thus, the church's priesthood, an office lost by Judaism, has the sacramental power to impart divine life, beginning with baptism and Holy Communion. But Judaism's mikvah, wine and bread, is nothing more than tap water, vinegar, and yeast. Third, Jews have no prophets. No prophet has arisen in Judaism once Christ came. The rabbis claim the mantle of prophecy passed to them. Yet the Talmud has only bred a babel of rabbis who bicker with each other. But the church, the true Israel of God, is rich with prophets who tell us the future and how to prepare for it. Not only is Judaism bankrupt, it's a religion of death. As a child, I envied the Gentiles who celebrated the resurrection of Christ every Easter. We only had matzah and Moses, which freed us from slavery, so we could become slaves to money as doctors and lawyers. But matzah and Moses couldn't free us from death. Only Jesus Christ could. Judaism has no such Messiah who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. They thought Menachem Schneerson was their Mashiach, who would rise from the dead. But after standing around his grave for a week, they left him for a corpse.
Mourning the death of the Lubavitcher rabbi has been difficult for his followers because most of them believed he would never die. They still believe Rabbi Menachem Schneerson will be physically resurrected as Mashiach, the Messiah.
There is no need for a successor.
The Rebbe is his own successor.
There will be certain clouds, heavenly clouds, that will carry everybody to Jerusalem. And
so you don't have to put your house up for sale or anything?
It says that all my ownership, everything that I own, will come with me.
The rabbi is going to rise up in his grave and come back to life?
Absolutely. A physical resurrection when he's going to come back in his full glory, imminently.
Never happened. Like Schneerson, Judaism's a corpse. With no Messiah, no kingship, no priesthood, no prophets, Judaism has no hope for this world or the next. It's bankrupt. All that's left are Holocaust reruns.